All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. I forgot to do that last time, so I thought I'd do it this time. I had that crystal clear quality of Meek Mill intro on my iPhone 6S. How you guys doing today? Good, I hope. Trying out my radio voice. It's pretty trash, and I think I'm going to stop doing it now. Anyway, as promised, we're going to give you the part two of our Philadelphia Roots Picnic experience, and I had to say it was pretty awesome. Shout out to the city of Philadelphia, born and raised. Let's start off with that day. The day of the, excuse me. So rude of me. My wife is with me again. I'm so happy. You know, she works nights. It's lonely. It's been a hour since you've been gone, and that's too... Whoa, what a time to be alive. Let's start off with that day. We told you about hotels, and we stayed at a really nice hotel because we bought it on a credit card, nigga. Let's start with breakfast. What did you think of breakfast? It's pretty lit.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We had big-ass blueberry pancakes. Yeah.
Those were good. And your omelet was good, too.
Yes, and...
What else? I don't know. I feel like we just ate the whole time. Was that couple on the plane?
That we talked about. Got inspired. Okay. No, it was plated very well.
It was delicious.
They rip you the fuck off. Because, I mean, I got two things that was $8 and it was $22. So, you do the math on that. I think every hotel does 20% gratuity off top, even if you order some fucking ketchup, they do it. But they gave us real flowers on the little plate. I was like,
you were so impressed by that.
Well, damn, it doesn't take much to impress me because I ain't never had shit.
Okay, here we go with the crybaby shit.
Nah,
all my life I had to fight shit. Come on.
And who are the Roots? What song do they make?
I'm not gonna do it.
Oh, okay. Now you inspired because, okay, she was inspired by the Roots Picnic, y'all. That's why she used to do something else and we're not going to do it because we know TMZ is listening. We know everybody, you know, paparazzi be hopping out at us when we going to record or whatever. So we like, nah, we ain't going to do that. What?
What are you doing?
I'm fucking lit in these streets. You already fucking 20 listens on the other one. Fuck out of here.
How many?
20.
You made it, mama.
Yeah. Woo! I got a lot of energy, y'all. I had an extra day off last week, and the boy is lit.
Oh, my God.
So, the breakfast was great. And upon arrival to the venue, first off, I'm always a coon trying to accommodate other people. My wife is not trying to accommodate other people. I'm like, oh, well, we could just, you know, stop right here and go across the street. And it was a busy ass street to get in, and she was not fucking having it. She was like, no, tell this Uber, turn over there and drop us off.
No, he said, nah, I'll drop y'all off. That was a really busy fucking street. Like, and I was like, you can get out right here. Like, he's going to take me across the fucking street.
I'm just trying to be a good Samaritan.
Whatever.
Okay, so upon arrival, we seen a sign that was pretty lit. It says, and it stated, warning, mosh pits may ensue. Please be aware of your surroundings at all times. When I seen that shit, I knew it was going to be lit. What did you think of that sign?
I felt unsafe and like I was going to get trampled on. But like it was going to be a good way to go out.
Okay. I mean, and whenever Lil Uzi Vert is in the building, you have to be careful. But we're going to get back to that. Okay, so when we first walked in, I thought it was awesome. Unlike other festivals, I went to one other one. I'm not going to slander it, but I almost died. I'll tell you that story one day. No, my wife almost died. I'll tell you that story very soon. But we went... So, I'm trying to get fucking ratings. So, we went to a inside of the Roots Picnic. What?
I'm trying to get ratings, so you're going to act like your wife died?
Yeah.
Wow. This is my last time on the podcast, y'all.
So?
Because you're a fuck boy for that.
All right.
Go ahead. It's all ugly. I can't even.
So when you went in there, they had little spray hose. It was kind of like get the hose. When your mom like, you ain't fucking coming inside here, running in and out and shit. You better get that fucking hose. They did have a hose of water, and it wasn't bad.
It was hot though. Like I just felt like.
But did you die though?
Somebody did.
A couple people did, but the vibe in there was pretty cool. It didn't get lit quite like Atlanta. We live in the ATLANTAGA. That's where ISTA. Hermos! Nah, but we live in Atlanta. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, fuck boy. Yeah, but, you know, we used to people getting, like, really lit for no fucking reason at all. Like, literally, no reason. Like, the Tootsie Roll could come on and niggas is super lit. So.
Yeah, they didn't get lit enough for me. I'm not used to that. So I told you that already. I mean, it was cool. Like, it was super, like, chill. But I just feel like people up north maybe feel like they're too cool. Like, you saw a few people, like, you could tell it wasn't from there.
Yeah.
Got kind of lit. Or they might have been from there, but just like to be themselves. But people just seem like they want to be too cool. So, like, I'm not going to turn up. This, like, I ain't never going to see y'all niggas again. So,
never.
I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to dance. Like, people's kind of looking like, y'all must not be around. And plus, they play shit that I don't think they knew some of that shit neither. Mm. You know, Atlanta's pretty lit. So, we know all the little ratchet songs. And they was looking like. And then also, it was kind of like. Seemed like it was not for older people, but older people don't like all that trap music and shit.
Nah, like, it's the Roots picnic. Yeah, fuck out of here with all that shit.
They came to see the Roots and like Tech N9ne or whoever the fuck.
Oh man, shout out to Tech N9ne. Man.
Not Tech N9ne, but that one dude who was out there.
Who?
I don't know, but I'm not a hip hop historian. I'm not.
Because you're not for the culture. We kicked you out the culture.
I'm trying to, you know, I like that ratchet shit.
Okay. Because you know? When I first met you, you said, and I quote, I just like music I can shake my ass to. And that's why I put a ring on it.
I didn't say that. That must have been your other pitch.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fat Keisha.
I didn't say that.
I think you did, but you know, okay. Never mind. So the vibe in there, like, what did you think about that compared to the other festival that we went to that we're not gonna name because we still love y'all? But what did you feel like what did they do well without telling too much?
What you're talking about, one music?
What in the fuck, man? Hey man, I'm sorry to all the sponsors, man. You know what I'm saying?
Other festivals.
It was one music festival. It's out now. Fucking TMZ.
I mean,
come on, like,
no disrespect,
now I'm gonna have
but
to explain
I almost
myself.
Died because it was hot as fuck. But I almost died. It was my own fault.
Oh,
like
the story's
trying
coming
to
out.
Pregame and trying to drink and shit. And you can't be out there drinking at all. Like I'm not gonna have not one drink if it's outside. We're gonna be out there all day. I'm good. Like, I don't need nothing.
So, did you or did you not see Anderson .Paak perform?
when he came and opened for J. Cole, I did.
At the One Music Fest I'm talking about.
At the One Music Fest, I did, but I didn't.
Okay, so, long story short, I love when niggas do that shit.
I hate
that. But long story long, please.
Nobody
say,
ever says
niggas
long
say long
story
long.
Long.
Stop, chill.
Oh, my God.
Like, so, long story short, we was out there. She was drinking. She was pre-gaming with her friend. And her friend is a fucking professional. So she went. And we went to go see Anderson .Paak. And I looked at her. And I was like, hey, you all right? And she told me no. So that was that. And ever since then, drinking outside with my wife is reserved for 70 degrees and lower.
I mean, for real, even when we went to the family reunion, I'm not drinking.
Yeah,
nothing.
It kind of traumatized me.
Yeah, nope.
So you like the vibe in there? It was kind of like, you know, when we first got there, first impressions, like, it was really cool. It was set up really good. They had the video games. They had the radio station. They had the fans, the church fans that we could not fucking find, but we needed.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. The fans, I thought some of the opening performers in the early, they were kind of trash. But, like, I like that they gave them, like, the opportunity. They were too, like, out there. Like, it was, like, an old-ass man, like, doing backflips on the stage and then, like, cartwheels, but trash, the worst cartwheels.
But somebody there appreciated it.
I don't know if anybody did. And then they didn't like Division. That's too why I can't fuck with Philly like that.
They didn't know who y'all the fuck Division was.
I mean,
was.
Regardless, though, we've seen openers and we didn't know who the fuck. Like, when we saw LMA, we didn't know who the fuck she was.
Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
The first time when we saw Big Crip, Nick Grant came out. We didn't know who the fuck he was. We didn't know who. Who else didn't we know who it was? I don't know. I feel like one time, I think when we went to see... Who did we go see? And it was like a group of dudes. Marsha Ambrosius and that group of dudes came out.
Top three performances I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Marsha Ambrosius. Book it.
Okay. Anyways. You remember the openers, though.
The openers
I'm saying
good.
You don't have to know who somebody is to respect. Like, this shit is amazing. And I felt like it was a lot of, like, talking and fucking around. And I was just like, this shit is... when we see... I don't know if we knew who BJ the Chicago Kid was the first time we saw him open for somebody.
We did. He was Big Crit. We went mainly for that. And I knew some Crit songs, but...
But then Big Crit, I didn't know who the fuck really he was, and he made me a fan.
Top three shows I've ever been to in my life.
Okay, who's number one?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's fair.
Mixed with Kanye West before he went nuts. I'm going to keep it a buck with you niggas. That shit with the flow is...
better time at 50 Cent and T.I.
Fuck out of here, yo. Yo, the floating stage Kanye before
that
all this
shit. Was just like, who does
It was
that?
Fucking amazing. The mosh pit, that was a real mosh pit.
It was amazing.
That was a real mosh pit.
I wouldn't listen to that new shit.
So how did people dress? We told y'all niggas... Told y'all he was coming home. We told y'all we was going to talk about it. So how did people dress? How was the outfits?
I was feeling the vibe. It was more, it felt like we were like in the 90s for me.
Yeah.
Like it felt like.
A lot of, what is that? Overalls?
It was a lot of overalls. Yeah. It was a lot of like old school, like it was a lot of Chucks out there. A lot of Vans I saw. A couple of people was like, I didn't get it, but I could see, like, you trying to be different, but...
It was a lot of bathing suits out there, but, like, they wore pants.
A lot of bathing suits. It was a lot of big girls wearing stuff that, you know, was too small, but, you know, it was a lot of big girls wearing stuff that... I was like, okay, she looks really cute, because I love, like, a big girl that can dress and don't dress like you a small girl. Dress like you a big girl, but like
confident.
I'm still nice and
you
neat.
You the shit, yeah.
You can't see all, you know, just dress how you need to dress. What else? The dudes was, I don't know, it was a lot of Philly stuff. People in Philly really fucking take that shit seriously. It was a lot of fit, like even like old people that you saw on the street had on something, Eagles or
the Phillies,
they had something Philadelphia related. So I could respect that. It was a lot of jerseys, but the white boys kind of look like the white boys here. Like you're gonna
okay,
wear a jersey,
white boy concert attire.
A jersey,
an old ass jersey. It can't be a regular.
Yeah,
it gotta be a super.
It gotta
super
be a Jeremy
throwback.
Lin, but when he played for like
middle school.
You're so fucking stupid.
Niggas really be going so hard.
It gotta be the jersey that Jeremy Lin came home from the hospital in.
Yo, y'all niggas ain't even got this shit, son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this he
niggas,
came home from the hospital
nigga,
in.
You know what I'm saying? His moms ain't even got this shit. Right. Nigga, fuck so, you talking about, nigga? I wear this shit like a scarf, my nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Right. They wear that and either they wear like some little ass khaki shorts that they came home from the hospital in,
okay.
Or some basketball shorts that have nothing to
okay,
do with
okay, the white, that's
and
the
then
white
they wear
dudes.
Sperry's or some church shoes.
So that's the white dudes. What is the fucking official white girl summer concert attire?
A bathing suit top.
No,
and
them fucking shorts that go in your ass, not up your ass.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, though, in the bathing suit top.
Oh
a bikini top
God.
And some shorts and your ass cheeks are out. Like,
ow.
They have to be. And then I don't even get past the shorts. I don't even know what kind of shoes they have on.
Yeah.
Probably some Chucks or something like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, you shouldn't, girls, don't have your ass cheeks out. Because
yeah,
it just looks just nasty.
Yeah.
It looks bad. It don't look good.
And then you have,
oh my God, how about when we sat down? I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, don't cut me off.
Oh, you
like
gonna
that
fight
shit.
Me?
Next time.
We sat down to watch the podcast. And the girl laid down, and she had on them, like, spandex, and her whole coochie
yeah.
was we saw it was hot out there. It wasn't hot like here. But I saw a lot of sweat like marks.
Yo, it was a lot girls, of bitches with the dresses.
Sweat marks under your ass.
The cuff of your ass,
your
cheeks.
Arms,
yo.
In your coochie. Like, come on, close your legs.
The cooter, yo,
and I know you can feel that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if your coochie feels wet, you feel that.
Ma'am.
You feel that.
We at this whole fucking festival, we seen a lot of food trucks. We ain't seen no motherfucking seafood trucks. Please take that wet ass coochie somewhere.
Take like, that catfish somewhere.
Nobody don't want that fucking flounder nowhere. Boy. I'm on your ass. Nobody want that old dirty juice box that everybody done drunk off. If you don't take your ass to the little kids cooler and take that little dusty cooch somewhere, I was like,
yeah. I was so disappointed because she was like, first of all, you came and sat for the podcast. It was cool with the podcast, too, because they gave you, like, headphones so you could really hear without, like, hearing all the other shit going around.
Great vibes.
That was cool.
Great vibes.
But, yeah, you're in here talking. I think she more so wanted, like, the shade that they had. Mm. You laying down, talking loud. And then you laying down like you're a grown lady. We were sitting crisscross applesauce anyway.
Only real niggas. Grown. Real niggas only.
Yeah,
real niggas
but, like,
only.
You laying sprawled out like you at home. And then you got your legs wide open and your coochie was wet. Like, sit up.
She was wet. Like, ew,
we wouldn't have
shit.
Been able to see if you would have been sitting up. Well, I feel like even if you have on, like, shorts or whatever, you should still sit like a lady.
Ain't nobody trying
don't
to take that shit home, neither. Like, y'all niggas don't want to take
that
home.
She was with somebody.
No, but I'm saying festival pussy is not.
Mm-mm. Some people did it. So
yeah.
I know some
I mean,
people did it.
Definitely. Okay, so, and then as we were there, we were offered.
Oh, my God, I forgot about
edibles.
That.
Edibles.
Do you guys want to try some edibles? Like,
no, but what kind of edibles were they?
They were cake pop edibles.
Hey, guys, would you like to try some edible cake pops?
And I feel like you was disappointed in me because it took me a minute to say
and then
no,
I said no.
I was kind of like...
And then my wife... damn. We losing all the sponsors, bro. But yeah, she was like, yeah, wow. I don't know. She thought about it. It was yabba-dabba-doo in her head. But yeah, they were high as fuck. They were really high. Edible cake pops. And they were smart because they didn't have to sneak no weed in. They're like, oh, we just got some food. But it was edible fucking cake pop. And they looked like they were edible cake popped out of their fucking mind.
Yeah.
And then another thing we had to talk about that we talked about the last podcast was the fucking nipple piercings and nipple situation. Okay, there they said, fuck it. I seen titties just out for real.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Like, this is just the etiquette for the summertime. So, if you a pervert ass nigga, go to some concerts outside. But that shit is just... What are your thoughts on that?
No, what the fuck are your thoughts on it? You got kind of...
Whoa.
You got a little hot and bothered. You good?
Ain't nobody...
Like, you ain't never seen titties before?
I've definitely seen boobies before on Skinamax.
Okay.
Okay. But them titties look like soggy milk, most of them, that was out.
Whatever, that ain't how you just described it. You kind of got rocked up a little bit. You good?
I didn't get rocked up.
We need to cut to a commercial break?
I had a three-quarter chub.
You good?
I didn't have it. You're good? Pretty, you're good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, but the titties is
yeah,
just out.
Yeah, one girl had like
a
you
see-through
know,
shirt,
it
straight
was
see-through up.
And like, yeah, you saw like nipples, and I thought that was because it was kids there.
Yeah,
so that was inappropriate. I mean, it was one kid. I only saw like, well, it was a few kids.
It was one kid, and I was really annoyed when they was next to us, and their mom was trying to be a good mom, and I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up.
You
was
so mad.
It was
mad.
Really annoying because I
yeah,
was really
she was
hot.
Just. Trying to take him. She don't have no friends and she really wanted to go because he didn't give a fuck.
And she was like,
that.
Yeah, your dad guesses on the phone. Nigga, your dad is out fucking somebody else.
He was not on the phone. She said the last time I came to one of these, it was with me and your dad. And you could tell it was like,
she
they
cried
have
a
the
little
co-parenting,
bit.
Like,
she cried a little bit on the inside.
Yeah, they have the co, like, oh, we're not together, but we have to stay, you know, take care of little Jimmy and blah, 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 you know. But it was annoying. Like, shut the fuck up. And you coming, trying to stand by us, and like, he's,
yo.
And like she, you know, would kept talking like, oh, well, you're not going to be able to see. And this, he's not getting in front of me.
Yeah, baby.
So.
You better take his ass on the magic
school bus. Yeah, we've been standing here for like 45 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we not. So.
So the performances was pretty lit. I really enjoyed when Black Thought came out. And everybody did their own stuff. Fabulous did their own song. Styles P came out. He did his own song. Jadakiss did his own song.
Okay. But shout out to Fab and Emily. Shout out to you, girl.
I don't know if that's okay, but we ain't gonna allow it.
Is what okay?
You shouting out Fab. I don't know.
Why not?
Because we trying to get sponsors.
Why can't? Okay. They sponsor a bunch of niggas who beat on their wives.
Like the NFL?
You just can't.
Oh!
You just can't kneel to the flag.
Yeah.
You can beat
your wife.
You can catch a murder charge.
Yeah,
though.
You can rape somebody. It's okay.
Yeah, you can rape several people.
Come on.
You just better stand up for that fucking
you
flag.
You better stand up for that flag, my nigga.
Okay.
But the performer, like Black Thought, what I was saying is like they did their song and then he just freestyled over every song. He's pretty amazing.
I like Black Thought. That's what I wanted to say. That's who I called Tech N9ne, and I knew it wasn't Tech N9ne.
Yeah, Black
but I
Thought
just
is
ignorant.
He's pretty much that nigga for real. Like, and they throwing a great festival. He's the MC of the Roots Band. They make music and he raps to it.
So he's like old.
Yes, he's 46.
He's pretty awesome.
Black Thought, shout out to him, man. I'm a super fan. I was listening to his album. Y'all should listen to it. Yes, it's called Stream of Thought, Volume 1. He's going to come out with many of them. He did it with Ninth Wonder, and Ninth Wonder was on the podcast stage talking, and they kept trying to ask him questions about Kanye West, and he was like, y'all ain't about to get me in this shit.
Right.
He was a smart one.
Yeah.
So, Division always never disappoints. Who else did we see that was pretty amazing?
T.I.P. coming live from the VIP.
Yo, I see
T.I. is always amazing.
T.I. is super lit. The first time we ever seen T.I. perform, I think he came out. Trey Songz like did one set and then he did a fucking mixtape. Cause literally went to a concert and Waka Flocka, Fabulous, all these people came out. But when T.I. came out, I've never heard it at that point that loud at a concert before. But that was in an A.T.L.A. You get it, motherfucker. Yeah, so he came out. That was at the Fox. Mm-hmm. What I remember most about that concert is that Trey Songz concert is that these little girl was right in front of us and her mom took her and the first thing Trey Songz did was put the microphone next to his dick and act like he was jerking it off. And I thought at that moment she fucked up. So I was like, yeah, I don't know if you want your kid to be
here. She
didn't
care. That little girl probably pregnant by now.
Shout out to her and that baby.
Shout out to your little two kid. You know she pregnant, had another baby.
Oh, shout out to them. Because moms is irresponsible.
Right.
But with that said, we thinking about taking our nephew to birthday past at 7. Fuck it.
We are going to take him. You want? Yeah, we should still take him.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because he know our little songs. He be so lit.
Come on.
We going to get this nigga on Ellen or something.
Hell yeah. We trying to make this money. We trying to exploit these kids. We trying to make millions and give them like $5. And like, yo, buy what you want.
We trying to Macaulay Culkin these kids.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Nigga, don't judge us. but who do you say was the performer of the night or day?
I thought it was going to be pretty lit for a Dipset, but it was like...
And they gave him the tiniest fucking stage.
I mean, they're not lit enough for like the big stage. I wasn't saying
for
that.
Up north,
but that
Freeway came out and did What We Do. I was really excited about
Freeway
that. DJ Drama set was pretty...
You didn't say Jadakiss.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Was that good?
That was pretty good.
I'm good.
Who else? Jadakiss skinny too.
But Lil Baby came out.
Oh yeah, I love Lil Baby. They didn't know who Lil Baby
they
was.
They didn't get lit
like,
for Lil Baby.
That's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying. Like if you have ever, like it was cool going to Philly to go to a festival, but if you ever get the opportunity to go to any concert, you need to go to one in Atlanta because it's just different. Like even like a regular, some regular shit. Like
R&B, even
wasn't
R&B.
Even a fucking. Yeah, it wasn't even a concert. It felt like we was at a concert the whole time.
It was a like, vibe.
R&B they do. Like when we saw R&B? Music Soul Child and 50 Cent randomly came out.
Random as fuck.
Like it's like just you have
Atlanta
to
Atlanta is like a lot of people
that
come
be
through
on,
here.
Yeah, that should be on your bucket list to go to at least one concert.
And pick a new super lit one. But anyone, really.
Anyone.
We went on a random fucking day to Ryan Leslie and that shit was amazing. It was like, oh, we ain't doing shit. You want to see Ryan Leslie? We know, like, two songs.
But that was one of my favorite concerts. It ain't, like, top three, like,
number
amazing.
One. I just felt like we was doing a countdown. We wasn't doing it.
I don't think we were.
Damn.
But that's okay. I mean, I've seen all my favorites. So I've seen Tori Kelly, fucking amazing. And we was in the video. Cause that.
What video?
That it should have been us. That was at
Center
Stage. My wife
famous, y'all. Fuck y'all thought, boy.
Fuck y'all thought.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So the performer of the night, you know who it was. Because the Roots didn't get a chance to perform. Because the rain went fucking crazy.
I was over it, too. I didn't want to ruin your time, but when
okay,
it started raining,
festivals,
I was
too,
ready.
Are fucking. You have to have your feet ready and your mind ready. You have to be conditioned for festivals.
For real. So, next time we go to a festival, we already talked about it. Wear your little Nike slides. Don't try to be cute. Nike slides.
Just buy some just for that if they get fucked up. Oh, well. Buy the $30 ones, the foam ones. I'm going to find the name of it. These are the most comfortable slides in the fucking world, period. They are. My wife has tested them out. It's proven. And my father-in-law fucking had his feet in them. I'm going to knock his ass down when I see him. I am. Fuck it. But Lil Uzi Vert, man. What we didn't know, which y'all might have found out, is that we seen Rich the Kid, and he was out there, and he was getting lit. But they had beef. Long story short. Lil Uzi ran up on him.
Neither.
Yeah, Lil Uzi ran up on him, and y'all know what happened. We don't promote beef, we just tell you. But when Lil Uzi fucking came out, we were all squished. Another concert, like standing room only etiquette, leave no space so niggas can go like across you. Because they will stand right the fuck in front of you.
They're still
if you
gonna go through you, though. Like, oh, excuse me 100 times. They're still gonna do it.
But then Lil Uzi fucking, like, he has us waiting. And then he comes out. And he has on a fucking red leather jacket. And he's like, take this picture before I fucking take it off. He came out like, I'm a rock star. But he had on like some sex harness outfit. You probably seen it if you seen recent pictures of him this weekend. But this nigga concerts does not disappoint at all. When he just went out there and he performing his songs, he was like, yo, man, y'all niggas think I'm gonna come in this motherfucker. So what does he do? He goes and gets on top of his fucking security guard shoulder and starts performing right in front of us. What are the odds? We seen the Eagles fucking practice. Then Uzi fucking performs right in front of us. So that was pretty lit. Then he also was like, open the fucking middle up. Niggas are looking at him like, what? Then he fucking jumps in the crowd and like starts dancing with them in the middle. But the top part is niggas threw fucking Pop-Tarts on the stage. Lil Uzi said, these shits should have been the milkshake kind. And threw them shits right back out. But because niggas gonna nig, Uzi came out a little bit late, but he jumps on top of this fucking, the bar area, and does XO Tour Life in it. Seems like he was about to jump into the fucking crowd, but they probably know Uzi does shit like that and kills the time, and they on a strict schedule, so they cut his music. And then they play like No Problem or some wax song. Like, but everybody was chanting, Uzi, Uzi. How was your little Uzi Vert rockstar experience?
It was pretty awesome. I was impressed.
I
like him and I like his songs, but I never like. I wouldn't say that I'm like a super fan, but I thought his performance was pretty amazing. Because it takes a lot to really it's one thing to have like a good song or good songs or whatever, but some people aren't good performers. Like Rich the Kid, that felt like a middle school talent show. Because they don't really know the songs, and it was just like, y'all just up there bopping around, and they weren't feeling it. And that's hard to be able to, like, really, like, command the crowd and shit. Like, that shit is not easy.
It's not easy at all. Like, Playboi Carti had the fucking hardest song out last year. We seen him at Bryson Tiller, and what the fuck is that song? In New York, I Melly Rock. You know what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it. And he came out to perform it. It seemed like he was kind
of
shy.
How you forget the name of that and that was like your favorite song?
I don't know. I wanted to hear that shit so bad on the cruise.
I want to hear. What do you keep calling? I don't know what it's called.
Damn it. Y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying.
You kept fucking saying it, though.
Call in right now to let us know what it is. Call 911. Call 911. Call 911 and tell us what the fuck it is. Call 911 and tell them this is recorded podcast. Ask you what the fuck the name of that song was. And so we just had a really good time. The Roots Picnic, in a nutshell, was a fucking vibe. We had a really good time. Y'all should go. We probably gonna start going every year because that shit was a vibe.
It was a vibe.
And any other thoughts about the Root Picnic before we wrap this up?
It was cool. I really liked it.
They really had their shit together. The podcast.
It was
stage.
Like, I feel like One Music Fest was like, I don't know what like number they're on. As far as like how many years they've been doing it,
Roots Picnic was very on 11. Cool,
but they like know, like yeah, so they know what to do. Like to have that water, to have like, I mean, I guess they have food trucks at One Music Fest and stuff, but it's just different when you like been doing it for a long time.
In that
time.
Podcast stage, to have those silent headphones. Shout out to It's the Real, awesome. Drink Champs, Questlove Podcast, all of them, man. They had the 2K. They had video games out there you could play and win tickets. They had all kind of shit. And then it was just sad because the Roots threw this whole big old thing. Dave Chappelle comes out and said, ladies and gentlemen, the Roots. They performed for like literally 5 minutes. And then the rain was like, fuck this. And
I don't think it was the rain, was it?
Yeah, because it started flying sideways and started fucking with the instruments. Because they had the tent, which is smart too. Because they have a fucking tent over their shit. So in case it does rain, it's not going to be canceled all the way. But the rain start going sideways, so that's just something they can't prepare for.
Yeah.
They can't fuck up their wires and instruments if the rain is going sideways. It's not going to work right.
Yeah.
But so we go over and wait at a fucking condo, and this lady security guard like, they going to call the cops on y'all. And everybody's like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. Like, it's raining like crazy. We had on our ponchos, though. We was ready.
Yeah, but I feel like I still got really wet.
Well, I still got really wet.
My clothes didn't, but my head. That hood.
Ponchos does work, though.
No, next time we need to get, like, the real, like, heavy.
No, some niggas had some real ponchos.
Five and Below. Shout out to Five and Below. It's my favorite store. But y'all ponchos, we need something more sturdy, y'all.
Come on. Y'all give me our five fresh fucking dollars.
No, it was a dollar. It was a dollar. The poncho was a dollar.
Oh, damn.
But, like, get some $5 ones and make them, like, thick. I saw some people out there with some thick-ass
ponchos. Yeah,
that's
a really good
poncho. And I was like,
look
at your dumb ass with that.
Nigga, if you don't get that fucking tackle and bait fucking 6 a.m.
But I'm sure they didn't fucking get as wet as we did.
They didn't. But the Uber was fucking $51. When going there, it was $17. So those surge prices are real. So if you're going to go to a concert and you're trying to ride an Uber, my advice is probably walk way the fuck down the street, then call an Uber. Because anywhere near that motherfucker is going to be a lot of money. So I did not tip on that Uber because the tip was fucking already there. This
you
ride is.
You didn't tip on an Uber? You rich. Damn. They're
like $2, $3. It's nothing to a boss. What fuck you thought?
Yeah, you rich.
So long story long.
All right, it's over pretty.
Nah, I just, you know, I was like, damn, like Uber surge prices are fucking crazy. But the Philly experience was good. I felt the vibe in Philly. We rode through some hoods. They keep it real black. They got a lot of murals, and it seemed like one of the few places that aren't completely gentrified yet. It's still some hood shit.
I fucking told you to stop saying gentrified.
I said gentrified. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Stop
fucking
saying it.
Do you speak English?
You don't either. Stop fucking saying
fuck
gentrified.
Out of here. I know. Gentrified. God damn it. You don't know how to speak.
You just fucking learned that word and trying to fucking come for me?
No.
Yeah, don't.
In the airport, what the fuck did they, what word did she learn? Consolidate.
Oh, consolidate. That was another, y'all, if you listening, you work at the airport.
Fuck you.
I was gonna more so say, fix your fucking attitude. Like, you mad cause you're not going somewhere? Go.
And then them niggas,
you fly free. That they be the same niggas that scared to fly and shit, and you mad at me?
I don't fly. I don't do all that. I just work.
Somebody
there.
Told this old ass man, I already said that. Like, just cause you work at the airport, bitch, And then she tried to say something to me, and I just looked at her.
She just
and
talked she to
quickly,
me
quickly, like, okay, if y'all are together, she needs to consolidate her. My little ass purse.
A fucking baby purse.
A little purse that
a
goes across my...
fucking kangaroo pouch.
Right. I was like, I just looked at
her. Nah, but like, for real, yo, y'all niggas like in TSA, niggas just need 5 minutes with y'all. Y'all niggas get real spicy with niggas because y'all know we can't really act up in the airport, but y'all ain't got to be all fucking rude.
Right.
That's why your mom breath stink. Fuck, nigga. Shout out to all you niggas that work at the airport. Fuck you. But anyway, that's going to wrap this up, man. Philly's an amazing place. They got some great fighters. Joe Louis, Danny Garcia.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
I don't know if he's from Philly, is he?
He is from Philly.
He is not from Philly. I was really trying to be an asshole.
No, he really is
from
Philly.
Oh, my
God. But, yeah, man, Philly was amazing, man.
He's not from Philly for real.
He's really from Philadelphia.
I'm really, like,
They tried to take back his honorable degree at Temple. Give him his money back if you're going to take it back.
What money?
He donates a lot.
Oh, he donates, so they...
Well, but, you know... once again, if you work at the airport, fuck you. TSA specifically. Let me be politically correct.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. Give us a comment. Tell us what podcast you like the best. I think the Kevin Hart one you would like. I think you like maybe Did It Slap. I mean, you really like all our shit, you heard me? Niggas is the fucking litest podcast. But, you know, really spread the word. This is recorded. We working on some shit. But leave some comments on which podcast you really enjoyed or didn't enjoy, whatever. But I hope you would be nice and give me 5 stars. You know, like niggas beg for it at the survey. You could give me 3 stars, but I would really take 5. But for real. Long story long. If you could leave the best review. I'm giving a giveaway. Last time I tried to do a giveaway, it didn't work that well. But real shit, unless you live in a different country, I would have to figure that out. But I'm giving away a phone charger, portable phone charger, to anybody who is leave the best comment. My computer almost cut off. You know this shit be fucking up. I gotta hurry up, y'all. But I'm giving out a portable. Damn, and we finished the whole shit. I'm giving out a portable phone charger to the best comment about your favorite episode and why. And please tell somebody. We trying to quit our jobs. Please help us. Help me. I'm poor. We trying to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas. You know what I'm saying? For $150 a day, you can help us quit our jobs. So the best comment will receive a free phone charger, portable phone charger, from This Is Recorded Podcast. We only do big shit. We're going to buy it from 5 and Below, and we're going to make it seem like we was balling on you niggas. But portable phone chargers are a big thing. So comment on the best episode. And we love y'all. All our fans, all 20 people that listen in like a million days. Some niggas get like 100,000. Nigga, I got 20, nigga, in days. Fuck out of here, nigga. But, the best comment, like I said, for real, long story long. The best comment, we're going to give you a portable phone charger. This is recorded. Please tell everybody. We really going to do it big. When school start back up, we doing it big. We're going to have a nice rollout for this shit. We've been practicing for a long time. I think this is our 22nd episode.
No, it's not.
Oh, what the fuck, yo? Like, I got my facts. I'm the creator of this shit. I got the facts right.
Oh, yeah, you kicked me off. So, all the podcasts I'm not on, fuck them. Don't listen to
them. Yo, they trash? Damn! Shout out to my boy Kenny. He dropped that Nephew Kenny. Go listen to that on all.
Kung Fu Kenny.
No, Nephew Kenny. Go listen to that on all forms. Hey, shout out to Kyrie. Young boy graduated, man. Looking fly. Prom King, all that. Shout out to the usual Sean, TJ, Leia, Tasha. Shout out to the whole city of Baltimore. Shout out to everybody. And this episode is dedicated to a great person. Pop-Pop. Take care, y'all.